Two classic piano trio albums from 1958 have just been reissued, or rather re-reissued. One is Everybody Digs Bill Evans, by the pianist soon to appear on Miles Davis's Kind of Blue. The other is We Three, featuring Memphis-born pianist Phineas Newborn. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has reviews of these two CDs.
Roy Haynes on drums and Phineas, or Finus, Newborn on piano, with Paul Chambers on bass. They're all billed as co-leaders on the album We Three, but it was really Haynes' date, and like other trios where the drummer's in charge, the balance of power tips a bit from piano to percussion. Not that pianist Newborn lies low, with a fearsome technique to match his heavy blues feel. Sometimes, he'll play the same fast run with both hands in parallel motion, octaves apart. It's dazzling, but he knows not to overdo it. The trio cooks over a low flame, too, stretching out on Avery Parrish's 1940s hit, After Hours. At one point, the trio sustained three distinct layers of rhythm, maintaining different relationships to the ground beat. But they don't forget it's the blues. This edition of We Three is part of a series newly remastered by the guy who recorded it, esteemed if secretive engineer Rudy Van Gelder. "I remember the sessions well," he says in a boilerplate note, but he never shares any anecdotes. You do better on that score with another series of reissues built around a legend from behind the glass, producer and writer Orrin Keepnews. He annotates a new Keepnews edition of Everybody Digs Bill Evans. By 1958, the pianist was already playing what would soon make him famous, gossamer, impressionistic ballads showing off his exquisite touch at the keys. But he also plays fast and forceful bebop, feeding off a terrific rhythm section. Check out the drama in drummer Philly Joe Jones's change-ups on Olio as bassist Sam Jones walks on like nothing's amiss. This music was recorded a few months before Bill Evans played on and helped shape Miles Davis's milestone Kind of Blue, where players soloed over daringly simple backdrops. There's a warm-up for that here. Improvising on a two-chord back-and-forth vamp to introduce a solo take of Some Other Time, Evans got stuck on that intro till it grew into a freestanding number. In one episode, late in Peace Piece, he sounds like he's conjuring bird calls. Both these albums came from the holdings of Fantasy Records, which ran a massive, idealistic reissue program before it was sold 3 years ago. Its new owners put a stop to that, preferring to repackage already available albums like this pair. No points for idealism there, but if it takes a couple of gimmicky series to keep some classic Roy Haynes and Bill Evans in the marketplace, bring on the gimmicks.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Everybody Digs Bill Evans, featuring pianist Bill Evans, and We Three, featuring pianist Phineas Newborn. If you want to catch up on programs that you've missed, you can download podcasts of our show by going to our website, freshair.npr.org.